The new girl at church is deaf, and she reads lips. She really has to pay attention to know what we're saying.
And that's exactly how we should be with God. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening. My name is Zach. When a person is hearing impaired, it means they can't hear as well as everyone else. Many deaf people can read lips as a way to understand what the people around them are saying, but they have to be able to see that person up close, and they have to pay very close attention. And that's a great lesson for Christians. To hear God, we need to read the Bible and pay close attention to what it says. Just like it says in Psalm 85:8, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. And now for our story. It's called Hearing Problems. We had a new girl in our class at church today, Josephine said as she set the table for lunch. Her name is Lauren, and she's deaf. She reads lips. Mom nodded. I met her mother. Their family moved here recently. She set a plate of vegetables on the table. Just last week, I read an article that said several million people in our country are either totally deaf or can't hear as well as they should. Nolan doesn't hear as well as he should, Josephine smirked at her brother. He only hears when he wants to. He hears just fine when somebody mentions dessert, but he doesn't seem to hear when someone mentions chores that need to be done. Nolan smirked back. You're the one to talk. I guess we're all guilty of that once in a while, Dad said. It's called selective hearing, only hearing what you want to hear. He started pouring water into the glasses on the table. Sadly, some of us who have perfectly good hearing are deaf in another way. We're spiritually deaf. Spiritually deaf? Asked Josephine. What does that mean? It means failing to hear and understand what God has to say, said Dad. He invites everyone to trust in Jesus and be saved, but many people don't seem to hear him. In the Bible, God speaks of his love for us, the dangers of sin, and how we can have the gift of forgiveness and eternal life through his son Jesus. Many of us might hear these words with our ears, but not understand them with our hearts. It's as though we're deaf to what he's saying. Even Christians have trouble listening to God's words and obeying them, said Mom. Though we trust in Jesus, we sometimes don't want to listen to what he has to say to us through prayer, reading the Bible, and meeting with other Christians. We seem to quit listening, especially if we're afraid we'll hear something from God that we don't like. I guess that would be like what Dad said we're guilty of, said Nolan. Selective hearing. That's right, said Dad. Thankfully, God is patient with us when we don't listen and gives each Christian the Holy Spirit to open our ears to his voice. Well, what about you? Are you spiritually deaf or hard of hearing? Are you ignoring what God says in the Bible about how you can be saved from sin by trusting in Jesus? If you do trust in Jesus, are you neglecting spiritual habits like prayer and going to church that help you listen to what he has to say to you about your life? Trust God to help you hear him better so you can listen, understand, and obey. Our key verse is Psalm 85:8.
I will hear what God the Lord will speak.
And our key thought? Always listen to God. If Keys for Kids is helping you grow closer to God each day now, what will you do when you become a teenager? Well, you can start studying the Bible with our Unlock Teen Devotional. Every day there's a story, a journal entry, or even a poem to help you understand the Bible and to help you use it in your life. It'll help you become more confident in your faith and to share it with your friends. Just ask your parents to sign up for a free subscription through the mail at unlocked.org/subscribe. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.